My high school was a black ghetto in Roxbury, right here in Boston. I got my college education on the streets of Harlem in New York City. I took my master's degree in prison over the course of 6.5 years. In fact, my old burglary hangout is just outside this campus. I lived like an animal. I stole. I used drugs. I smoked reefers, cocaine. I committed adultery. Had it not been for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'd have surely been in an insane asylum or dead, or possibly even the murderer of one of you. So what is Mr. Muhammad trying to do? He's trying to get us on God's side so that God will be on our side and help us fight our battles. When the Negro, the so-called Negro in America, gets on God's side and listens to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he'll want to get off of drugs. He'll want to get away from a life of crime. He'll want to get away from committing adultery and fornication. Then he would want to get off the welfare. He would want to get a job. He would want to earn a living and take care of his family, and his family would respect him. His son will say, "I'm proud that that's my father." His wife will say, "I'm proud that that's my husband." Father only means that you're taking care of your children. That's what it is to be a father. Father doesn't mean that you're having some babies. Anybody can have a baby. Having a baby does not make you a father. Anybody can go out and get a woman, but not anybody can take care of that woman. There's another word for it. It's called responsibility.